South Africa's Marlon August is close to achieving his lifelong dream to compete in the Olympics.
The best would be to get a medal at the Olympics.
He recently qualified for his country's Olympic judo team. To achieve that, he trained before and after work every day as an office assistant. He says his employer has supported his dream.
I work for my mother, who's very understanding. She's known my dream since I was very young. So she supports me enough, she pays me enough just to pay my bills. And then the rest I sort of do by myself.
Steve Rausch is chief of sports performance with the U.S. Olympic Committee. He has been involved with the Olympics for over 20 years. He says he sees ordinary people time and again dedicating their lives to winning a place on an Olympic team.
I think it's the purity of the Olympics that changes people's mindset. I also think that there's a thing that I refer to as Olympic fever, and sometimes when you catch that, it's very hard to do anything but pursue it.
But Olympic fever is not always enough. Cambodian marathon runner Hembung Ping receives some government support, approximately $30 a month, but he says he cannot afford the diet he needs to compete against professional athletes.
I think that I cannot beat the athletes from the other countries. It's like comparing the sky and the earth, because we lack everything we need. But I will try my best. I don't think I will beat everybody else, but at least I hope I beat my personal best time.
American Olympic hopeful Sarah Trowbridge is more optimistic. In the early morning, she and other top American rowers can be found rowing on the Potomac River in Washington, D.C.
Potomac Boat Club is one of the best kind of feeder programs onto the national team. They have a really strong program with the coaches, a lot of good girls, so it's a really good place to be if you're trying to make the national team.
Many boat club members support themselves by working for a high-tech mapping company. The head of the company, Sean Gorman, is a one-time national rowing champion. He offers the rowers flexible hours so they can train. Gorman says employing these Olympic hopefuls is a good business decision.
We found that those same characteristics that make people successful in rowing at a high level also make them really great employees.
Rouse says while the inclusion of professional athletes has not hurt the Olympic Games, the general public still favors those who are sacrificing so much over the professionals.
They don't embrace them like they do the canoe kayaker that is making $12,000 a year, and that's all they're making, yet they're able to pay for their training expenses, be able to travel worldwide, raise a family. People just identify with them and really feel for them and I think get behind and support them.
Win or lose, Rouse says, these amateur athletes, when they compete in Beijing, will inspire a new generation of Olympic hopefuls going for the gold. Brian Patton, VOA News.